is being able to see, like, what should I be thinking about? What are the key points of the sugya? What are the elements that are going to require? Like, what's going to break open the sugya? I'm trying to teach you how to, because, like, you just read a sugya, there's so much information. What avenue should I explore? Where should I look? Okay, so let's do two things today. What makes this sugya more dramatic than Ari ben Evi Kanai? Can anyone put their finger on that question? What is the drama here that we didn't have in Ari ben Evi Kanai? We had an easier time because in Ari ben Evi Kanai, it was an easier ride. It was an easier Kesef Kiddushin. But here the struggle, which we may or may not succeed in, is to, anyone, Josh?
Because in the other places we actually had money. Here.
Very good. Excellent. In the other cases, there was money, there was Kesef. Here, the only Kesef is a problem Kesef because it's the wrong direction. So until we know otherwise, and we may see otherwise tomorrow, but until we know otherwise, we have to build a Kiddushin without actual Kesef. In Ari ben Evi Kanai, we had the advantage of having Kesef. Who gave to whom? But there was real Kesef. And in fact, if I go back to another sugya that we learned, which seems to have less Kesef, but even there, men who showed him talked about Kesef. What sugya am I talking about? Where there's less Kesef than Ari ben Evi Kanai, but men of the Yishonim tried to bring actual currency back into the picture. Harvach Hasman. We have the Rambam and the Rach and the Ravid. So can we build Kesef in this sugya? And is it important to build Kesef? We said maybe not only Kesef. Maybe that's the big chiddush of the sugya. After all, Yonah, that may have been the Ritva's chiddush in Ari. The Hana is enough. You don't need actual currency. But the offset between everything we've seen until now, and Adam Chashev is, here we don't have utilizable Kesef, we think, because it's going in the wrong direction. Okay, again, when Rava came in, when the Gemara discusses these cases, they're not random cases. Parshas Vayetze, a ladder, just different rungs of the ladder. And the cases are hieroglyphs to logic. So we have to try to articulate the logic, but the cases are not cases. No one's going to get married to Adam Chashev. Okay, I'll show you a nice Russian Magen Avraham. There is a halachic application to Adam Chashev. Everyone's going to follow the instructions in the Sadeh Kiddushin. Hopefully, they're not going to pull an Ari of Evi Kanai Din Shnei employ. Okay, don't try it at home. You want to be married? Don't play these games. They're not cases. They're hieroglyphs. They're riddles in order to help us get to the logic. You have a question?
Well, what's the obvious thing that someone was trying to do at a wedding?
Some other time. Okay, some other time. Okay, so... Baruch Hashem, I don't play games at weddings. People try things. You know, you get married. I want to make sure your grandchildren can marry my grandchildren. It's not fair to your grandchildren to start playing games, okay? Which is why I have to be so careful. You can make whatever decisions you want, but you're affecting a lot of people. So, and that's really the marriage issue here. We want to try to create flexibility in marriage. And many people don't have Jewish marriages, but it's going to turn out to be a kula sheish b'chumra. It's going to turn out to be discriminatory. Do you want a world in which we can't marry each other? So that's right at the heart of this ticklish issue, and it's really hard to find a solution to this. So anyway, what are we talking about? Okay, so we don't have utilizable kesef. We'll have to see whether we can generate. Even the sugya, we talked about Arev, we talked about Evi Kanani, we talked about Milva. What's the fourth sugya we learned that seems to be Hanab-based without any kesef? But if you look at it a little more carefully, there also there's some element that's kesefable. What did we see? Someone else laughs, so you have Kesef. You may not have a knob, but you're actually giving Kesef. Schok Lefanai. But thereby, Schok Lefanai, you're providing a service as the Kiddushin. Remember the Gemara says that if every dance you take requires you to pay right there, you can't marry with Schok Lefanai, because then you're creating step-by-step choves, and you're being Mekadosh with the chove. It's only if you're only chayef to pay for the dancing afterwards, and you say, you know what, I've just given you dancing. That dancing shouldn't trigger a chove. That dancing should be your Kesef Kiddushin. So I'm giving a service, which is easily transferable into Kesef, because that has a price tag. How much does it cost for your plumber? Bad question. I was paying my plumber again last night, okay? Any of you, I know a lot of you ask me, want to have conversations about Aliyah. The first part of the conversation is become a plumber. Plumbers are very, very wealthy, okay? So don't think in American terms, I'm going to become a doctor. You'll become very poor as a doctor. Very rich as a plumber, don't ask me why. Okay, obviously it's not about money, so think carefully before what you choose, but they're all good. Okay, anyway, so that's what makes this sugya different. That's why the Gemara is talking about Adam Chashev. Can we reach Kesef? Do we have to reach Kesef? Okay, so that's one way of just setting our minds to the sugya. Oh, there's no kosher here. There's kesef in Arev, there's kesef in Eved Kanani. Okay, here's another way to look at the sugya. When we learned the sugya of Arev and Eved Kanani, what created the lumbus? What was the pivot that, okay, if you say this, how can you say this? And how do you understand this? Like what? Because the Gemara said halacha,
and the reason.
And the reason seemed loosely analogous. Like, what in the heck does Eved Kanani have to do with Kiddushin? It was a less of a heck by Arev, but... So we said, okay, we have to dig into Arev, we have to dig into Eved Kanani and extract some logic. So that was the pivot of the sugya. Because we're trying to take a logic from Arev, extract it, export it, and import it into Kiddushin. Does it work? Does it not work? What part of it? So that was the core of the lemmas. Here, we're a bit orphaned. The Gemara doesn't try to justify Kiddushin of Adam Chashev. Oh, just like. There's no just like here. So there's no action in the Gemara. We know there should be action because we want to, Frank, try to build Kesef, and it's not here. So we know there should be action, but for most mere mortals that don't have enough Torah knowledge, just do it on our own, what are we going to start to explore? There we could explore the tie-in, the bridge. Oh, what's the bridge between Kiddushin Daf Zayin and Chavkiyot? Oh, what's the bridge between Kiddushin, which is what we did. Here, there's no bridge leading anywhere. There's just halacha. Like, how do I try to understand it? What's the analytical process? What should I look up? What should I explore? So here, what's the exploration point? What are the two or three elements that attracted Rishonim and therefore are my entry points into the analysis?
The
Chen Linyi Mamona. Does it work for Mamona? So right off the bat, do we contract it or expand it? So that's going to give us some proportion, scope, essence, scope. What else? What? Okay, but that's just a term I'm trying to understand. But what am I gonna read about? Like, I'm just, if I knew Torah like the Tanai Milan, then that would be music. We're thinking about Hana throughout Shas, and I'd come up with logical statements that adhere to all those millions of cases. But being that I'm Beria Shefela, I'm very far from that. I need fields to play in. I need things to go through. I need plays. I put into football tiny plays. What are the plays, Jerry? Okay, very good. Excellent. Ravin Levi. We have a double steer from Ravin Levi. And we have to solve the Gemara according to Levi and solve the steer according to Rav. And those solutions may be just technical, external, unrelated to Kiddushin. Or they may help us sharpen. Oh, what is it? Is it Hana? Is it Kesef? What do you need? What role is it not play? Okay, so I haven't said anything, but that's the outlook to the sugya. The outlook is, unlike Arev and Eved Kanani, there's no money on hand, or at least the money on hand seems to be a prop. It's a trigger rather than money. Second of all, I have to see if can I transform it into Kesef, or is it still a non world? Does it not play? You know, Ilan, if I really, 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 really knew Torah, I could just think. But, Rav Aaron could do that, really. I promise you, he didn't need Rishonim. He just think about the Sifra and Isha. That's like knowing Shas top down. I compare it to, like, basically having a 100 billion piece Lego set, but looking at it from space and being able to pick up pieces from the Lego set. Not Lego sets, but just endless Lego pieces. I need a set. Let's build an airplane. Let's build a boat. I can't throw all the pieces in and pick up pieces. I need to, okay, give me the instructions. Let me help build the boat. Then I'll put the boat down. Then I'll put the wharf and the pier. I need instructions and sets. I can't just pick pieces around. I thought he was picking pieces. Oh, this is a fra. How'd you know that's a fra? And this is Shami. That makes sense with the Svarna. It's like, that's the way Tanaim learned. They didn't have Gemara. They didn't have Rishonim. They just had Torah bits. Okay, so just haven't said anything. I think these things are going to help you. Like, try to comb through a sugya. What are the flash points? What are the points that are solved technically? What are the points that are solved fundamentally? What do they help you sharpen? What's trying to happen in a sugya? Rather than just having the stream of information hit you, okay, kasha teretz, kasha teretz, kasha teretz, kasha teretz, you want to be able to build a snapshot of the sugya. You need to have sugya awareness. Like, what is the Sikha trying to accomplish, and what are the routes that are being taken through the Rishonim, because most of our learning through the Rishonim, to accomplish that. I think these things are going to help you your whole life when you learn Sikha. It's just the Sikha awareness. Okay? Okay, after all that Sikha awareness, sounds like my shrink. Let's go and sit down to the Gemara. Okay. What's the simple pshat? Evidently, the maskana from this sugya, someone wakes you up in the middle of the night, shakes you and says, evidently, Josh, we don't need, all you need is hana. That seems to be the takeaway from this sugya. You could make a case against that throughout all the other sugyas. You could say, oh, Arvach Lazim, that whole, like the Ravid and the Rach and the Rambam, and Arav is like the woman gets the money. Come on, Avi, your two favorite Yishalmi Amorim, you keep saying them, making them Shugan, Reb Zeira, Reb Hila, you know, your favorites, you know, your poster boys. You know, you could say that in Eved Kanan, you could say that like Reb Chaim and Schok Lefani, there's no seeing us Kesef because it's a service. But here, nothing. There's no Kesef, there's no service. You know, we'll talk maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Let's assume right now, just to make it logically really, really clear, that this person that's receiving this husband is a shmegegi. He's not an adam chashiv. No one would pay a dime for his time of day. The woman's, is fixated upon him. So for her, she gets a lot of hana because she wants to marry him. The fact that he's going to accept her money. He's a shmegegi. He's not an adam chashiv. He's an adam chashiv etzla. It's all subjective. So that we are far, far, far away from the world of kesef, we think. And the chiddush is hana. Okay, so until we see otherwise, we're going to run with this, because this is the simplest thing to say. We hit a brick wall. Oh, that's a brick wall. We have to redefine. We still don't know what role Hana plays. We've been saying this a lot, that you need Hana. Again, the Chiddush here is not just that you need Hana, but that Hana is sufficient. Which sugya told us you need Hana? Not that it's sufficient. You may need both, and that Rishon may need both. But if someone stops you and says, where do you see in Kiddushin that kesef isn't enough, you need hana, what would you say? Do you need hana?
Tamanasach.
So very good. And chalipin, according to the Ramban, very, very good. So it sounds like we can assume, and we'll see today, Shita, the Ramban needs hana, but who says hana is enough? And with tamanasach there, there's kesef, but there's no hana. But it doesn't mean that hana is enough. You need hana, it's necessary, it's not sufficient. So you need kesef and hana. You could have made that claim. But in this sugya, it sounds like, you know, hana is sufficient. Okay, but what role does hana apply? Like, okay. So let's start with Levi, because that's the easier of the two. Then we'll make our way over to Rav. But that's the crux of the sugya. The crux of the sugya is, how would Levi learn the sugya? How would Rav learn the sugya? Okay, so let's just, who is Levi a Talmud of?
Revi.
Revi, Yudanasi. Okay. Along with Rav. Rav was the Talmud of Reb Chia, the Talmud of Yudanasi. Okay, so you've got two Talmudim of Rav. This is early, early Tanayim. Okay? Excuse me, I'm all right. Okay, here we go. What does Levi say? What does Rav say? Chalipin is? Right. Who makes more sense?
Rav.
Chalipin's a swap. I'm taking your Mercedes, Elon. So therefore, I give you my animal handkerchief. I give you, you give me. Kenov shel kona. I'm kona, your item that's not here. I give the item that is here. Again, just to place it in the one chalipin that you all, Amir Tashem, perform really soon. You'll be sitting at your chassan's tish. The rabbi will come over and say, pick up my cell phone, and hopefully he'll explain to you, and hopefully you'll know on your own. That by picking up my cell phone, you're giving something not to me, because he's just the shliach slash shliach, but you're giving something to your wife. What are you giving to your wife? Not your Mercedes, but his chayvos. You give his chayvos. Just like you can give an object, you can give his chayvos. So pick up my cell phone, or my keys, or my handkerchief. By picking up my thing, you're giving something. Swap. So it should be given by the person acquiring, or the stand-in for the person acquiring. But there's no reason that the person delivering should give. He's giving the item. He should be taking something. So Rav makes more sense. So here we have Levi, who says that the makna gives the item. Okay? Now, I would have said, and it's not just me, but Reb Chaim said, oh, the fact that the delivery of the item from the makna according to Levi makes no sense, kinyan-wise, because the deliverer, the makna, should be taking something and being makna, not giving something and being makna, demonstrated according to Reb Chaim that what? Remembers, we talked about Reb Chaim a little bit in Chalipin. that chalipin is a very, very different kinyan process.
Kinyan das.
Right. How did I call it? What was my metaphor? It's not a demonstrative action like picking, lifting, pulling, fixing, writing about. It's not demonstrative of ownership. It's just a
symbolic gesture.
Remember when I talked about a handshake? It's just something to symbolize a common agreement. It's a handshake. It's so therefore, that's what Levi was trying to emphasize. Levi's saying the reason the machaneh gives is because it's just a handshake. That's how I would read Levi. And if you woke me up in the middle of the night and say, make sense of Levi's sheet, that's, oh, Levi's sheet approves that chalipin is not demonstrative because it's illogical. It's counterintuitive. Why should Reuben, I give you my Mercedes by giving you my handkerchief? You should give me your cow, whatever, from my Mercedes. The fact that I give you shows that it's just a kinyan das. That's how I would learn. And that's how a very interesting Rishon tries to learn. What's the problem? It's very nice to say that in Levi, but you have to listen to what Levi himself says. When Levi justifies, or it's not clear whether it's Levi or the Gemara, but in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, what svara does the Gemara provide for Levi? Remember, sometimes the Gemara doesn't provide svara, it's just as a sheet, and we have to try to figure what the svara is. Moshe, sometimes that's better, because everything's open. I don't tell you what I'm thinking, you can read whatever you want it to be. But I tell you what I'm thinking, not so easy. So what is Levi thinking in the Gemara in Bava Metzia? Avram? Right. Right. So say it now, abstract it. When the machna gives the handkerchief, he's
really getting.
He's receiving. So by delivering your handkerchief, what really performs, what really enacts the chalipin? The delivery of the machna or delivery of the kona? What does he deliver? Hana. That's Levi's lashon. Bava Metzia Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. This is ground zero for chalipin. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Let me get there. Okay. V'levi v'kel shemakna. Okay. V'inu leim l'kaman. Okay. Where's the lashon of the Gemara? I even didn't get a chance to open the Gemara yesterday. Let's read you the Gemara's lashon. The last skinny line. So what's the kasha of the Rishonim against Levi? It's a more subtle question than the kasha against Rav. What's the kasha against Levi? Who can articulate the kasha against Levi? From Kiddushin, Dav Zayin, and Aleph. Moshe?
How does Hana accomplish Levi?
Nope. That's a question according to Rav. What's the kasha according to Levi? Levi makes it sound like, but the Gemara Kiddushin makes it sound like, and that's the stira. Josh?
Why is the Gemara Kiddushin required out of
Chayim? Right. Levi makes it sound like anyone receiving a delivery gives the deliverer hana. The Gemara Kiddushin makes it sound like only an Adam Hashem. It's a subtle question on Levi, not the question on Rav. Levi's logic parallels the Gemara Kiddushin. That's a little different. Sometimes you've got a direct clash. Oh, Ilan, why are you not a building? Are you a person or a building? Sometimes it's you and Joey, and the differences are, okay, you're wearing gray and he's wearing red. Why? So Levi's logic is parallel to Kiddushin, but Kiddushin imposes a limitation and a qualification we don't have in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia, it sounds like any person could be the machna. Avram Avama, not an Adam Chasher. I'm from Brooklyn, and I sell you, and I'm giving my kli, not an Adam Chasher, but the fact that you accepted my gift means you gave me something, and we can make that chalipin. Whereas in Kiddushin, it sounds like only an Adam Chasher. That's the kasha on Levi. Now we're going to see whether this kasha can help us sharpen Kiddushin, right? We're not learning Chalipin right now, so our antenna, our Kiddushin antenna, which means when we see a Chalipin issue, unless we absolutely, positively need it, we're not going to go there. Remember, we create a bounded field of inquiry so we don't get lost with 1,000 different ideas. Right now, we're trying to mine as much ore as we can from the quarry for Kiddushin. That's how we're going on a mining mission. Deep down, we're trying to get as much Kiddushin information as we can. Okay, so what does the Ritva say? We saw the Ritva. I think you added the Ritva in the end. What does the Ritva say? Yeah, they're very good. The Ritva says, you know what? Levi's logic is lav dafka. It's all based on a, what's a real machlokas Rav and Levi, not Svaros and Hana by delivering. It's all based on a Zeres HaKasev. In fact, you read the Gemara later, Lema Kitanoi, and the Gemara runs away from the Svaros of Hana. It just sounds like it's based on the Pasuk. And Rutz Vizos, Lefanimbi, Yisrael, Agulu, Ve'atmur, Lekayim, Kol Davashlav, Kol Ishnala. And that sounds a lot like Reb Chaim. Okay, that's an entree to Reb Chaim. So the next time someone mentions, or that you mention, an Ojari Reb Chaim, and you say Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das, and the proof that it's a Kinyan Das is Levi, you say, what do you mean? Levi sounds like the Svar has nothing to do with the illogical nature of the Kelev Shomakna. Kelev Shomakna is logical. Reb Chaim's whole proof is Kelev Shomakna is illogical. It shows a Kinyan Chalipin is not demonstrative, and therefore the logic isn't based on demonstrability. Not trying to show anything, he's trying to handshake, so that's why Makna gives the item. And the guy asks you, wait a second, I like the Reb Chaim, but it doesn't shtim in the Gemara. It doesn't make sense in the Gemara. You say, oh, that Gemara Levi, the Ritvan Kedushin already says that Levi's left Afka. It's all based on the Gzeres HaKasev. So once Levi's based on internal Gzeres HaKasev of Chalipin, he's not based on the logic of Kabbalah being in a Sina, receiving a gift, being delivering Hana. And therefore, the two Gemaras are miles apart, absolutely, positively, nothing to do with one another. And I just create total separation, and the sugya ends. That's what makes this shita so elegant. Again, it's against the simple language of Levi, but then I don't have to deal with the fallout of the two sugyas. Why is Kelev Shomakna? We'll get to it in Bav Metzia. Why is Kelev Shokona? We'll get to that also in Bav Metzia. But it's not, at least for Levi, we don't have to deal with it. With Rav, we'll still have to deal with the question of overlap. Okay, well, we know why Kelev Shomakna doesn't work for internal Chalipin reasons, but let it work for Kiddushin Dav Zayin reasons better than Chasher. We'll get to that question. Rav is a more tickler situation. But Levi, we don't have to worry. Oh, why is that everyone, and here's only Adam Chasher? Separate reasons. Kelev Shomakna is some X factor, unique to Chalipin, it works for everyone. Hana, based on receipt, is only if the receiver is an Adam Chasher, and that's what's happening in Kiddushin Dav Zayin. Okay, so that's just an easy, you want to look in Rishonim for the easy way to just solve the problem. It's easy and logically, it's difficult textually. Okay? Ramban gives two teretz, and which teretz is technical, but not technical, which teretz doesn't help us understand Kiddushin better, which teretz will help us understand at least the role of Hana and Kiddushin better. One or two. Is one more Kiddushin oriented, or is two more Kiddushin oriented? Josh?
Well, the one that you need greater Hana for Kiddushin.
That's number one. Is that Kiddushin oriented, or? Yes. What's the second? So let's start with the technical, with the non-Kiddushin. What's the second answer in the Ramban? Why do you need an Adam Chashev in Kiddushin? Rabbi Chalipin, you don't need an Adam Chashev for Levi? For the Ramban?
Everyone's an Adam
Chashev. Right. Everyone's an Adam Chashev. Now, it's not clear what that means, but let's read the Ramban just to... You know, now we're at the stage now. We don't have to cherry-pick lines in Ramban. Still cherry-picking, but I have to pick up one line. We could at least read a few lines in the Ramban. So, guys, I need a new Ramban here. It's getting... I can't because I'm stuck with this Ramban because of, you know, Baruch Hashem, all my underlines, but I'm losing it here. Okay. Rav Lichtenstein's Ktsos, I promise you, when you read the Ktsos of Reb Chaim, there was no Sefer. He would just pick up literally page by page, leaf by leaf. You just... Sefer was gone. He just did an assortment of little pages in this thing. So I spent all night ripping up my pages just to make it look cool, so. Want to really look hardcore yeshivas? I'll give you a hint how to do it. Okay, just rip out pages. Okay, so the Ramban says, "V'yod yahasem shenagu bekach shavu rabban and kadam chashuv." It's a pregnant line. Parshas Vayetze, a lot of pregnancy. "V'yod nagu bekach shavu rabban and kadam chashuv." What do you think that means, Yonah, since you're the Bala Membra? One day they'll say, I'm Rav Asiya, I'm Rav Yonah. What does that mean? Just stop.
That's the way they acted. So everyone's another
Kashuk for it. In Kiddushin, only important people receiving deliver Hana. In Chalipin, what does that mean? Why? Why is some homeless guy receiving Kelev Shomakna? Yeah, I'm very generous, I want to help a homeless guy. So why is that giving me Hana? Okay, so Ari says it's just because contextually he's an important person to me, so I want to give him something, sell him something. What words are you ignoring in the Ramban? A lot of words, but which words in particular? I'm not saying you're wrong, Ari, but I want you to read texts. Which two words are you basically just wiping off the face of the map in the Ramah?
Shalom.
That's A, but even two other words that.
I don't understand why those.
Shavu Ravanan.
Why those problems?
You're creating independent, self-sufficient logic. The fact that every single person wants to sell means that I have a vested interest in you, and your collaboration makes me happy. Sounds like the Rabbanan make an adjustment here. Shavu Rabbanan.
That makes sense, because in every single situation, when you're selling, you want the buyer.
Right, but why would you need the Rabbanan to legislate? It would just be a reality that stems up on its own. Once the world is knowing like that, that there's a, I have a vested interest in a homeless man accepting my item, then his receipt should make me happy. Why do I need the Rabbanan to legislate? And what do the Rabbanan legislate? By the way, I don't have an answer for this. I'm just trying to read lines, find lines and read lines. Like, what's the Rabbanan's role in this? I can see a lot of things, and you're right, yours is very compelling, but... What do you think, Avi?
That he's not about a pashut, but just that he, like, the finish here is that if you want somebody to, if you want to give something to somebody, the Rabbanan make him like he's an al-Kashir.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's not universal.
What does that mean? What does it mean they're abundant to make someone another Mchashev? What? Isn't Hana psychological? Well, and isn't it based, subjective, guys, right? Do I get Hana or not? Your mom can't tell me to like chocolate ice cream. I hate it.
That's not necessarily true.
Why is it? Josh, what do you think?
Maybe it's just sometimes they're about to make decrees just to make like financial systems work.
So Josh is taking one poll. I'm happy you said that. It's nothing to do with Ari Wise, what's going through your mind or your mind. Everyone said this works. Everyone say it works. We'll call this, even this minimal. Let's assume there's a minimal hanav and not adam chashiv. We'll say that's enough for. I'll let you, again, we need to know a lot more about Khalip, but this is a really thought-provoking mind. Fran, what do you think?
You're saying kind of like replying that if the das is the ikar, then, okay, the Rabbanan can say this, the Rabbanan can say that. You do something symbolic. Okay, everyone's another Pashut, everyone wears their hat on Tuesdays.
Okay. So you're going to make it like Rav Chaim. Okay. But I don't have a better answer for this guy. It's just like, now we're at the stage we can actually enjoy reading Rishonim and branch out a little bit. Okay, but that's not our Kiddushin issue. What is our Kiddushin issue is, Josh, the first answer in the Ramban. Okay? Give me two words in the Ramban that's important. Two words in the Ramban. That case, where it's not another Mechashev, that's called, and that doesn't work by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, we need something more than. He talks in negative, but we'll quickly see positives. If an Adam, that's not Chashev, a homeless guy, accepts your gift, that's called?
Hana Porta.
It's Hana, but it's Porta. Porta in Aramaic?
Small,
limited. What we need in Kiddushin is more than Hana Porta. Which Rishon actually provides a phrase that's the antithesis of Hana Porta? For Chalipin, we'll say regular Hana works. For Kiddushin, we need superlative Hana. And that's only if another Chashev accepts her gift. Who says that? The Rashba. What words does the Rashba use? Okay, let's open the Rashba. I believe it's the Rashba. Let's open the Rashba together. It's either the Rashba or the Rifa, but I think it's the Rashba. Right. Very good. Yesh Lomar. Isha Shani, Dibre Maskal Hacha Abadim Chashev Askinan. Isha Shani, Shena Makna Atzma Ella Bahna Rabasi. Kabbalah Sadam Chashev. Okay, most famous time the word Rabasi appears in Tanakh. Echa, Isa, Aya Rabasi, Maisa, Akiaman. Sarasi, Bamadinas. Hana Rabasi. Poetic. Hana Rabasi. I mean, as you show me Tanakh, part of learning the Ramban al Torah, and I strongly recommend to learn Ramban al Torah, is Ramban speaks in Tanakh. Rav Aaron was a bit like that. I mean, not to disagree with the Ramban, but Maitan also a little bit, more when he quotes that. But the Ramban just uses Tanakh phrases as if we'd use slang. Like he quotes phrases because that's how well he knew Tanakh. Rav Aaron, a couple phrases that he just lifted from Tanakh, and he used them a lot. But but to the same degree. So they just use phrases, Hana Rabasi. Keep in mind that the vocabulary has evolved, so our vocabulary has a larger English pool, it's larger than others, but what made Hebrew, let's say unique, but certainly empowered, is that it had multi-layers. Tanakh Hebrew, Mishnah Hebrew, Gemara Hebrew, Rabbinic Hebrew, Yiddish, so if you're using all the layers. Anyone ever read Agnon?
Yeah.
Part of what makes Agnon really interesting is just he's layered, right? He's using all the different layers of language, so it's really important. Again, bust out, guys. Just bust out. For... Yes, Josh. What?
Can maybe compare this to like before when we were talking about Halipin? Like Rashi says it's like a Gnai. Maybe it's like a similar thing here. Halipin works for like less than a Kruta or like a full
Very good, very good. Let's slow it down. Okay. Let's slow it down. Okay. Now, first of all, let's define what Super Hana in Kiddushin is as opposed to regular Hana. Let's just try to define it. And then we'll say what its function is. So define and discover function. Okay? In the Rashba, let's read the Rashba again. All you have is you need Super Hana. Hana Rabasi. How do you differentiate between Hana Rabasi and regular Hana? We think it's quantified. If an important person, I don't know, if the Kivagor accepts my gift, I'm feeling really nice. If an unimportant person, I don't know, any politician accepts, I don't really care so much. Doesn't really get me going. So I'm happy, but it's not really like give me your order. Why would I want your autograph? You want my autograph, I'll be happy to give you your autograph. So I'm happy, but it's not like I'm over the moon. Okay, so the first approach is to differentiate between levels of Hana, and levels of Hana that could trigger levels of happiness. And Josh, you're already on the trail, and maybe we need a higher level of happiness for a woman, which we'll talk about. How does the Ramban differentiate? Why would we need the Hana of an Adam Chashev as opposed to the Hana Pursa? He says a word that the Rashba doesn't say. Look carefully at the Ramban. And he may be creating the need for a different category, not just more compelling Hana, more affirming Hana. What does he talk about? That the Hana of Adam Chashev is X and the Hana of a non-Adam Chashev is only Y, and the difference between X and Y is not level in augmentation, but it may be. What does Ramban say? Let's read the Ramban. Very good. Very, very good. So see the Ramban. It says, Ikalameh makidushin shani she'ena makna asma bana aporta. Aval hasam afal pi she'en bal shava pruta. The Ramban says a similar language. Could there be, the jury's still out on this Ramban. We'll do some really careful reading of Yishonim today, but the jury's still out. But could the difference between Adam Chashev and non-Adam Chashev, and now we're starting to inch our way closer to the big question in the Sugya, be that Hana that's not Adam Chashev, it may be Hana, but it can't be Kesef. Whereas Hana of an Adam Chashev can be Kesef. And in Chalipin, all you need is Hana. And in Kiddushin, you may need Kesef. Why is that true? Well, it may be worth. Sounds that way from the Ramban. It's not worth a share of Pruta, can't be Kesef, but it's still Hana. Or forget worth. This Ramban, is just making me think about things. Let's assume for argument's sake that even a homeless person accepting my gift gives me Shavu Pruta's worth of Hana because I can then use it, it's worth it to me. I need to have a certain profile, I look like a philanthropist, whatever. But it may not be a service. In hierarchical society, you may pay people to ingratiate you to another chashev because that would lead you to favors, that would lead you to open doors. So I may conceivably hire someone to get the other chashev. Remember, that's how you brought gifts to the king, you brought gifts to the governor, and by accepting the gift, you were then basically like signing on paper. Now you're like what we call driver's license, they call giving a gift, and basically a bribe. So just like I pay you to be my lawyer to get a driver's license and be my lawyer to defend me in court, I would pay you to make sure that I have an in to the king and I can give him a gift, an Adam Chashev. Whereas a regular person, even if I like you from here to Wazoo, there's no market for paying people to ingratiate me to someone I have a fetish about. There's no market for that. I'm fixated upon that person. It's really important, Reuben, that you like me. And I may get a lot of fun if you like me to accept my gift, but there's no market for that. It's not a marketable service. Whereas Adam Chashev may be a marketable service. namely, is the difference between the super Hana and Kiddushin and the regular Hana that Levi says works for Chalipin. Chalipin, all you need is regular Hana. Even a non-Adam Chasher receiving a gift. Kiddushin needs Hana Rabasi. Is it just level of Hana? You need more Hana in Kiddushin than you need in Kinyanim? Or, in order, here's the big question of the day, in order to transform the Hana into Kesef, because Kiddushin is Hana Frana, you need Kesef, I need more, I need something service-based, that's marketable, and that people would contract for. And is that what the Ritva is saying? Keep in mind, according to Levi. So now we have two options to understand the first answer of the Ramban according to Levi. The difference is types of Hana. Is it level of Hana, minimal Hana versus significant Hana, which you have every reason to believe the Rashba is saying it, the Ritva is saying it. Or what you have here is, no, by Kiddushin I need Kesef, and only Adam Chasher provides Kesef. Again, whether the Ramban means it, it's Hari Sesh Tavar Pruta, I just want you to think in those terms. I'll ask some questions. Now, before we ask questions, let me flesh it out for you. Okay. So let me put it on the board, because I want to make sure everyone sees where this is heading, because it's still a little bit too abstract. Okay? So let's see. To erase Friday's Mishigas here. Okay. Not with the old, in with the new. Okay. Goodbye, peoples. Goodbye, little ponies with fancy hats. And now into Adam Chasher land. Okay. When answering the steer and Levi, Bav Metzia, Mem Zayin, Afilo, Adam, Sheino Chashov, Ritva, Lavdaf. Ramban 1, Kol Echad, Havei Chashov, Bechalipin. Midrabanan. Our answer, which we're really interested in, is Kiddushin needs Hana plus Bav Metzia, even regular Hana. Now, there are two ways to understand that. One way is just plus versus minus quantity. Sounds that way from the Rashba, Hana Rabasi. One way is no. In order for Kiddushin to work, you need Kesef, and only Adam Chashev creates Kesef. Whereas for Chalipin, Hana is enough. Okay? That's just the structure of what we said right now. Now, if we take this approach, then we know that basically we've moved to the territory of Kesef. We thought Hana was enough. Evidently, we're moving to new territory. We need Kesef, and we're going to track this with the Sugya. The big finish is going to be the orange finishes. Kesef, and that's why you need Adam Chashev, because only if Adam Chashev, at least according to Levi, they make the jump to Kesef. So that's our big chiddush of the day. Boom, boom, boom. Kesef, Kesef, Kesef. What's the chiddush here? If you need a lot of Hana. Josh, you are inching your way towards it. But what's the chiddush here? Evidently, you need a lot of Hana. Why would you need more Hana in Kiddushin? What's up? Why would you need super Hana for Kiddushin? What does this sound like? What have we seen before? What does this dovetail with? Ari.
It's more of a canon. More is happening.
More, okay. But so far, you're just taking my word and repeating it. Develop it. Sideways, laterally, logically, connect it. Find the node. Obviously, it's more. I said that. You need more because it is more. But it's more in that. Avram?
You're seeing something.
Okay, that's descriptive. But now give me analytics. Ruben?
It's more because you need more data.
Okay, so Ruben's telling me you need more dasa, so the more Hana is to trigger more das. And then go one level higher. Why do you need more dasa isha? Because it's not just
Kenyan
ishas. We want to create a Kenyan, regular das is enough. We want to create ishas. You see, I've built the more das because of the higher you get, the more speculative it becomes. Can anyone help me build the list of Kiddushin requiring more das than regular Kenyan? Now we have a list. Can anyone build our list? We've spent two and a half months learning Kiddushin. What is on our list of Kiddushin needing more das? It needs more das, and therefore, and therefore, and therefore, and therefore, and therefore. Where do we see all these? And therefore. Number one.
Rashi.
Rashi?
Yivamos.
Yivamos, your test. What does Rashi show?
There's a special din of das.
There's a special mekor for das ha'isha b'kiddushin. What's the mekor?
The
holcha v'haisal ishacher. Who needs a special mekor for das ha'isha and kiddushin? It's a regular Kenyan, we think. Maybe not. Next step on our Parshas Vayetze ladder, that a woman needs higher das, not just that he or she has her own pasuk to tell you she needs her das, but who remembers? Let's go in sequence of what we learned. Okay, Efrain, you got to put on deodorant. Make sure you put on deodorant. It hands up a lot. Right, I'm not saying you did, but make sure you do.
You want to smell?
Okay, it's always good. Yes. Yes. Next level. Efrain's got it, but who can retrace? I'll give you a hint. Hangman. That's not give me letters. That's a hint. You hang a person and force him to sell its soul, because in coerced das is das. Tell you of his oven's Vinny's oven. But if you hang your wife up by a tree upside down and you say, marry me, bad way to start the marriage. Not only that doesn't work, sounds like from the Rambam, even Minatar. From the Gemara and Baba Basra, sounds like it works, but Afgina Rabbanon. Who has a Shloka Ogin? Figure Hasid Lo Shloka Ogin. From the Rambam, Perek Dalet, it sounds like it doesn't work, Minatar. Okay. So that's level two. Level one, special pasuk. Level two, you can't coerce it. Level three, now we're getting closer to our sugya. Unlike mechira, you need, in order to make the woman feel all ticklish inside, you don't just need, you need, What do you need? Move up the ladder slowly. Okay, separate pasuk. Separate pasuk, a million different ways to explain. Okay, but you can't hang her. I can do a durabana. But what is like the big break? We're like so tree-oriented right now. I'm trying to get you back to the forest. Where's the big break? Unlike Mechira, you need... Now, that's what we're trying to prove. What ingredient proves it? And we're trying to prove that. But give me a proof.
Hana.
We're talking levels of Hana. But even before we get to the sugya, we're now deeply embedded. Levi, Rambam, like make believe Levi doesn't exist. Just give me the sugya. Very good, Reuven. Which sugya? We said it earlier this morning. Cements in the fact that something works for Mechira, but it doesn't work for Kiddushin, because it's Ohana. Reuven. Which halacha? Works for Mechira, doesn't work for Kiddushin, possibly because of the lack of Hana. Matana Amen Aslahaksir, going to the Rambam. That's the big, big break. Who doesn't think it's such a break? Who's going to be the critic? Who's going to say, all right, Terry, you're crazy. Don't think that Matana Aslahaksir proves that Kiddushin needs Hana because of Ratzon Avi to generate the Ratzon, and Mechir doesn't. Who's the descending opinion in that sugya? Josh? None other than Tosmas. Because according to Tosmas, why is Matana Aslahaksir not work? It's only a gezerah, so don't prove anything in the Rambam Aslachsir. I don't know whether Tosfos is on board with this, but the Rambam certainly is. And even if you can come and tell me, now we're going up the ladder. Okay, you know what? I can give reasons why you need Hana for Kiddushin. It doesn't necessarily prove that you need a higher level of Da / Ratzon Avi. I can give all sorts of reasons. But now we're at an even bigger chiddush. But at least according to Levi, I don't know how other people would learn the sugya, but according to Levi, Kiddushin doesn't just need Hana, Kiddushin needs Hana Rabasi, Hana Plus. Is this the proof that we've been waiting for? Everything else, okay. But now, according to Levi, you see I'm building, I'm stacking ideas, and stacking them by level of radicalness. So let's read the Rashba. Let's see what he says. Okay, the Rashba, when he says Hana Rabasi, does he tell us why he needed a Rabasi, or he just says it?
I would say it's confirmation of Das.
Right, very good. So let's read the Rashba. When Dav Zayin and Aleph. Yesh Lomar, Isha She'ena makna atzma ela behanar rabasi. Right. If anyone has to literally read the Rashi, I'm reading it very literally. Just say Kedushin doesn't work without Hanar Abasi. Why? Go figure. Maybe because you need Kesef. Bottom one. It sounds like the Rashba is attributing the Hanar Abasi requirement to the level of Das necessary. Similar to what the Ramban did in the Sugi of Chalipin. If you want to go back to the Ramban on Daf Gimel, we talked about Chalipin and Matam and Aslachse, when he's talking about the need for regular, he doesn't talk about Hanar Abasi. And if a regular and I says Isha'ena Maknas. So there's a straight line between the Ramban on Daf Gimel talking about Chalipin and Matam and Aslachsi and the Rashba, and we'll see the Ramban on Daf Zayin saying, well, according to some, you mean Rabasi. Lego time, guys, okay? Let's say I don't hold like Levi, I could pull this whole thing out. I could say you don't need Hanar Rabasi, but you still need Hana. You know, it's the same subway line. We have subway in a few actually use the subways in here. You get killed in the subways, pushed in front of subway cars. We're actually using. I know you guys have this underground thing that people never use, but so we actually have a subway. They have subway. A couple places. A couple.
But it's not. Yeah, whatever.
My flight subway. Okay. I think my point is proven. Do we do not? Okay. Anyway, so we actually they're making one in Tel Aviv. So one day we'll have a subway in Tel Aviv. Okay, I'm preparing to retire from the yeshiva. You asked me what I'm doing in 12 years. I got my little guitar out playing the subway. You know, those Caribbean sounding, you know, pots, you know. I've got it all squared away. I mean, some interesting people. What could be better? My dream, meet interesting people. Collect nickels and dimes, shekels. Anyway, so same subway line, Yona, you see? Even if you don't get to the final stop, this isn't our final stop, but next stop on the line is Levi. I'm not going there. I don't hold like Levi. I'm getting out here. I'm getting out on Daf Gimel, the Ramban. It's still the same line. It's still the same subway line. Hana, higher level of Rutzon. You just decide where to get off. Levi took the subway not to the end, but to the next stop. Oh, Kedusha needs higher Rutzon. Maybe it doesn't just need Hana. Maybe it needs Hana Rabasi. Okay, I don't hold like Levi. Let's say I don't possibly like Levi. Or I give another answer for Levi. I'm the rich from Levi. It doesn't make the whole system full. It doesn't mean that you didn't go that far. Build lines. Build subway lines. Okay? Now, what's fascinating is the Ramban who mentioned Shavapruta, making me think that maybe the Chiddush is not plus minus but Kesef, talks in Das terms. So the Ramban, you have a little of each. Okay, what is the Ramban? And this is going to be important later if we ever get to it later. We'll get to it later. But if you look at the Ramban here, should leave my condition open. The Ramban. Don't remind me not to close my Ramban. Ramban says, Ika lameimar kiddushin shani, she'ena makna atzma b'hana porta. So that sounds a lot like the Rashba, that the role of super hana on Dav Zayin in kiddushin is not to kesefasize it, as we said, but it's to create more ratzon and more hakna, like the Rashba. So we're going to have to try, at the end of this sugya, to try to say, what's the shita of Ramban? I'm not sure what the Ramban says yet, so far, at least in Levi. Okay, so if we're not going to summarize, Ariel, then I'll answer your question. If we're not going to summarize what we've said, we've started to sharpen whether Hana alone is sufficient, or you need Kesef type of Hana, or even if you need Hana, what level of Hana do you need? That's what we're starting to probe. We don't really get this by Arev and Eved Kanani, because we just talked about Hana. We didn't have levelings of Hana, because we didn't have Sugyas that contrasted with them. Steros create layers. We didn't have steros until now. We just had associations. Just learn the lingo. We've been dealing with analogies. Eved Kanani and Arev. Now we're dealing with steros. Steros force us to make segmentation, to create compartmentalization, to create, oh, this type of ana, this type of ana, and that sharpens our language. So now we're starting to dig deeper, to excavate deeper into this hana business. What role does ana play? Is that bkesef? And that's the advantage of this segment. It's a whole different methodology than what we've been exposed to. Okay? So now we're taking a break. Deep cleansing breath. Levi, now let's move on to Rav. Let's start Rav. Okay, Levi is a kiddie pool. It was a fun part. Nice Ritva, gets us out of the sugya. Interesting Ramban, Shavir Ravanan. Fireworks starting Rav. Let's see how much of Rav. Let's see if we can capture Rav today, and then I'll give you my cards for the next sugya if you want to prepare the next sugya. If you want to just learn more of this sugya, you can have a choice today. Okay? Okay, what's the steer in Rav? Steer in Rav is not just Elon versus Joey. Both boys, great boys, Rabbi Tarakin Shear, back of the room, red shirt or gray shirt. It's more of a train crash. Levi's not a train crash. Levi's saying, logic, oh, but why is your logic so elitist in Kiddushin? What are you, an elitist Republican? What are you, white supremacist? Oh, only Adam Chashuv. Yeah, be a Democrat. Come and see us a Democrat. Anyone? Pluralism. No, this is more. This is a train crash. This is a war. This is in confrontation. What's the confrontation? Rav needs the Kona to give something. And the Kohen has to give his handkerchief. Oh, why does the Kohen have to give the handkerchief? Let him give the...
Anav,
receive the handkerchief of the Makna. That's a train crash. Rav requires the Kohen to give something, and therefore he has to bring his smelly, dirty hanky to the show. Don't bring your smelly, dirty... I don't want your smelly, dirty hanky. I'll give you my clean hanky. And you'll accept my clean hanky and your acceptance of my gift with the insignia, with all the trumpets blaring, will give me pleasure. If you're not the Chashuv. So Rav should have said, if the Kohen is just a Zhou Shmo, then he has to bring his hanky. But if the Kohen is an Adam Chashuv, then the Makna brings the hanky and gives it to the Kohen. And the Kohen, by deigning to accept the hanky of the Makna, gives the Makna immeasurable pleasure. So why doesn't Rav mince the qualify his words? So there you actually have a contradiction. Okay? That's really where the action in this sugya goes down. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking two steps back. I should have said this earlier. Okay, I'm sorry. Before we get to Rav, while we're still discussing Levi, okay, so we'll get to Rav, but while we're still discussing Levi, we're not going to discuss Levi, we're going to discuss something else, okay? So let's make sure we know where we are. We built this option of extra hana, I'm sorry, of extra das ha'isha, what we called ratzon ha'isha. And we built the following train. One is separate pasuk. Two is taliyu, which may not work d'oraisa. Three is you need hana. Four is Yenid Hana plus, according to Levi. There's a fifth ramification in our sugya. It's not within Levi, but it's within something that the Rishonim raise as part of an independent part of the sugya. Okay? So now we're not discussing Levi. We're finished Levi. We're not yet discussing Rav. We'll get to that. We're discussing a whole different component of the sugya. Here's my component box. It's called the Chain Le'inyan Memona. Gemara talked about Arev, Eved Kenani, Shnehem, and Adam Chashuv. So when I read the Gemara, after reciting all these four scenarios, the Chain Le'inyan Memona, I'm assuming that all of these work for Mammon. Which Rishon starts to play with that assumption? Which Rishon makes me think that maybe not all of these apply to Mammon?
Rashi.
What does Rashi say on Daf Ches? Let's read Rashi on Daf Ches carefully. Zayin, excuse me. V'chein le'inyan memona, hanach shmeitza derava, de li'alfinam kidushin midin arev, midin eved kenani, ken le'inyan memona. You know what works by mamon? Arev and eved kenani. Let's throw in shneim, just for good measure. You know what may not work for money? Adam Chashuv. Whoa. That's interesting. It sounds like all money. We'll see the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Ramban talking about whether Adam Chashuv works for Chalip, and that's going to be a very important afkamina on Achlokas. But this makes it sound like you cannot use Adam Chashuv for any monetary transaction, Chalipin or Kenyan Kesef. Let's say, Yitzhak, I want to buy your field. Instead of giving you money, you give me something, and my receipt gives you hana. I can't use the hana of receiving your gift as kesef kinyan on karka. Is that what Rashi means? Not so clear. Anyone see what the Rishonim try to answer Rashi? Rashi doesn't mean to exclude Adam Chashuv for money. The reason he says that v'chein l'nyan mamona just means arev and eved kenani is because those are the two halachas Rava was certain about. When Rebbe talked about Adam Chashev, if you look carefully, Rava never had a clarity in Adam Chashev. Boy, Rava, Heilich Mana Ve'akadesh Inilecha Mahu. So who said that it works? Anyone know? Just who's following the calculus? Rav Papa. Couple generation later, Mar Zitra quoted Rav Papa that it works. So Rava himself wasn't sure. Since he wasn't sure about Adam Chashev working for Kiddushin, he couldn't say V'chein L'Yimimona. He only said V'chein L'Yimimona about the things he was sure of. But once Rav Papa ratifies Adam Chashev for Kiddushin, just like it works for Kiddushin, it would similarly work for money. So there's nothing to see here in Rashi. But if you feel there is something to see in Rashi, why would Adam Chashev work for Kiddushin and not work for Mammon at all? Not for Chalipa, not for Kinyan Kesef and Karka. My receipt triggers Kiddushin. My receipt cannot trigger anything outside of Kiddushin. Nothing. Not Kinyan Kesef, not Kinyan Chalipa, nothing. This is independent of Rav and Levi. Remember, we talked about Levi. We got to our list. Levi was part of our list, number 4, Hana Plus. But now there's an element in our sugi that may be part of our list, independent of Levi. What's that element? That you cannot use Adam Chashev for money at all, only for Kiddushin, not for Mamas. What does the Ritva suggest? Fascinating suggestion. Why does Adam Chashev work for Kiddushin? And it may not work anywhere outside of Kiddushin. You see?
She gets the hana of being married to Adam Chashev.
Right. Because basically marriage is double hana. The Ritva rejects it, but the Ramban raises it also. Let's read the Ritva together. Again, this is not Levi, this is not Rav. I could have started the sugya from this. It's a boutique part of the sugya, so I don't want to start the sugya this way, but we're not in Levi. We use Levi to get to a shita that maybe is part of a general trend that you need super hana and super das. But now we're just talking stam. We're talking off the record here. No Levi and Rav. Negative Levi and Rav didn't exist. Adam Chashev works for Kiddushin. It sounds from Rashi that it doesn't work for Mamonis at all. Not for Chalipin, not for Kinyan Kesef and Karaka. It doesn't work at all. It's only a Kiddushin halacha. Why is it only a Kiddushin halacha? The Ritva says, let's read the Ritva together. I put it on your WhatsApp. Okay. Shelo Amru Kain. I gave you in the WhatsApp, right? If I didn't, I'll send you. I think I gave you in the WhatsApp. Or I told you to read the extra Ritva. I wanted you to read more Ritva. But if not, I'll send you now. Share. Here we go. Okay. It's right in the Ritva of Zion. Shelo Amru Kain. Okay, line number 5. Ela Bekidushe Isha. Shehi Rotze Ben Isir Adam Chashev. She wants to marry this guy. The yesh lo shtei hanos, hanos kabbalas matana, hanos nisuin. I will be alma lo. So on the one hand, ironically, the Ritva is saying that you have, it's counterintuitive to a degree, you have hana that would work for Kiddushin that wouldn't work for Mechira. What do we call that? Adam Chashev. It wouldn't work for money. So less of Hana would work for Kiddushin, counter antithetical to Levi, who needs more Hana. Kiddushin needs an Adam Chashev, Chalipin only needs a regular person according to Levi. But why would Kabbalah's Adam Chashev be enough for Kiddushin?
There's much more Hana in it.
Much more Hana in getting married.
It's not less hanah, it's more
hanah. Right, so in order to get married, you need two hanahs. You need the hanah of the transaction, and you need the hanah of the actual delivery. You need, I'm setting my fault. You need the hanah of the marriage and the hanah of the wedding. You have the hanah of being married, and you have the hanah of actually getting married. This is a fascinating, fascinating ritva. He rejects it. First of all, why would you reject it all? What would your first question on the Ritva be? That every time you get married, there's two hanos. There's hana of the consequence of the outcome and hana of the process. Right. What role does it play? But first of all, just to bound it, Ilan, isn't everything like that? If I sell you my land, aren't you... Some people like money better than marriage. I've heard of people like that. So you're getting a lot of money. Aren't you happy about the outcome? What makes Kiddushin... Before we even dissect what role Ishtar not plays, what... Like, is this even true? Can you create separation? You're already saying, I understand the separation. What function does it play? Isn't every transaction a dual layer? You're enjoying the outcome of the transaction, and you're also receiving some other, you know, hana, kesef, during the transaction. So in order to make this have sense, we probably have to say, well, what would just be the way to just create separation? Oh, Kiddushin is there. I don't see it as so different. What would make it different? Evidently, when I talk about Sharek Adam Chashev, we're talking about just general marriage and marriage by Adam Chashev, but it's marriage. What would you say?
I read the words a different way.
Okay, so let's first follow this. Let's first follow this reading. Okay, so, Josh.
Adam, can I just ask? I don't get why is there a double hanah by like selling a field? Like one guy's getting money and one guy's getting a field.
So what you're basically saying is that it's bidirectional. That every field is an exchange. But marriage basically one's getting without giving up much. She's getting a truckload of benefits. She's not really giving up anything on its behalf. So this is unqualified receipt of hana, whereas the sale is money versus exchange. And therefore, by Kiddushin, there's two factors that's generating. It's enough of the marriage and it's enough of the actual wedding. What would you say, Frank?
I would say I don't think the word he's talking about hana in general, or marriage in general, rather. It's Dafka by marrying an unkashuv, get upsha status. You know, the wife of Joe Shmo is not a status. The wife of the Gadol Ador is a status. Right? So, you know, therefore, I think the Ritva is saying is that generally you need to give your wife hana'a to be married to you. The fact that she's married to you is not hana'a, but the Adam Kashuv, since the etzem of her being your wife is a hana'a for her in terms of status, then you don't really need too much else.
Okay. Let's say that's true. It's not structurally different than what I'm saying. You're just qualifying to Adam Kashuv.
No, but then field is very different.
But okay.
Field and single different. There's
fine.
No status
of okay, so we've gotten past the first question. Namely, what's the difference between this and selling a field? We get past it the way Josh got past it, or we get past it the way you get past it. But what's the chiddush here? Now, the function. Ilan, back to your question. What is that hanav being married as opposed to having a wedding? What is that? Is this the Rashba Svara that you need higher level of das? Is this number 5 on our chart that... In order to be married, you need to have not just pleasure or joy or satisfaction from the process, you also have to have it from the outcome. And when you don't have it from the outcome, you need more hana in the process.
You could say it's pinch-hit.
I understand that, but is this part of our proof that you need more hana for Kiddushin than mamas? Does it show us, latent within every Kiddushin delivery, there has to be excess and not unless you get enough from the process. Is this part of our attempt to show that Kiddushin needs a higher level of das? We're going to say, no, there's one level of das. And normally you need a lot of kesef / hana, but if she's marrying a very important person, you can lower the level of hana. Avi.
It seems that the hana is definitely not like a quantitative thing, because if you gave like extra hana, like let's say he was an extra chashuv person, it wouldn't change anything. Like there has to be just shtei hanos. So.
According to the Ritva.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted you to see this Ritva in that context. And just the context is important to see, as we're still dealing with the level of Hanas to trigger her Das. Moshe.
If this is how the Ritva is explaining Rashi, why doesn't Rashi himself say this when he's explaining how the Hanas works? He does say that it's the Hanas.
It's implicit. Well, no, because he means both. Again, the Ritva rejects it, but it's implicit in Rashi. Okay. And Rashi's writing very, very short. Okay, guys, let's clear our minds, move over to Rav, talk about Rav a little bit, set up Rav. Obviously, not going to wait. You have to end the shiur at some point. But let's just set up Rav. Okay, we dealt with Levi. We interrogated Levi. We brought in this whole non-Levi issue and tried to associate it with Levi. But now the big kasha that I set up before, how come Rav is so adamant that the kona deliver a handkerchief? If the kona is another chashuv, then his receipt of the maknas handkerchief should be enough. So Rav should qualify a shita. If the kona is a Joe Shmo, he has to bring a handkerchief. The kona is another mechashev, let the makna bring the handkerchief, present it to the kona, and it'd be like the kona is giving something to the makna. How many answers does the Ramban give? Two answers. Which answer teaches us less about Kiddushin, number one or number two? Second one. What's that answer? Very good. Just to get it out of the way, just to learn the reason. What's that second answer? Say better, say it not better, but more abstract, that even though Adam Chashev in Kiddushin
is
Hana, Adam Chashev potentially in Bava Metzia. Why?
Because you're not sure.
Right. The benefit of my receiving is only if I keep it. If I'm an Indian giver, I'm not exactly showing you respect. Yosef gives me a Cubs shirt. I say, I'll take it, but I'll give it back to you. No, no, no. Shows I don't like the Cubs. But if Yoni gives me a Dodger, one of the championships, a Dodgers shirt, then I keep on to it. Oh, I show that I like you so much. Okay, so being that Chalipin is a reversible, so receipt isn't such a big kahuna, it's not like you're doing such big, you know, gedilas, as we say in Yiddish. What does the word gedilas mean in Yiddish? Anyone know what the word gedilas is? Gedulas, so like a chassid. No big gedulas. In Yiddish, they no big gedilas. The fact that I accepted your gift and threw it right back at you, no big gedilas. But the fact that I took your gift and kept it shows you that I respect you. So essentially, the two sugars are different in their specifics, in their details. Kiddushin, you don't give it back. Receipt is considered hana. See, I give it back. Receipt is not considered hana. Easy peasy. No, I mean, you have to assume that every chalipin is given back, but then basically, Grand Canyon. You see these two continents being separated by Grand Canyon. The first pshat in the Ramban, not so pashut. What is the first pshat in the Ramban? Let's read it together. Anyone can tell me? Can anyone summarize it for me? That you have hana in both cases. Receipt even temporarily provides hana. But for kiddushin, but for chalipin,
if hana is equal to kesef, so
very, very good. In kiddushin, kesef works. In chalipin, kesef does not work. You need a kli. So this hana, which can only work for kiddushin as kesef, here is the big, big, big chiddush of the Ramban. There is no such animal in halacha called hana. Or at least kiddushin doesn't prove it. Anytime you marry a woman with hana, it's because it's like kesef. Halacha treats it as kesef. As Ritva constantly says, hana chashuv kesef, hana chashuv kesef. Don't say the word hana. It doesn't exist in halacha. You're a brisker. You think there's such a thing called hana that you just throw around and create chalosses with? No, there's a chalos creator called kesef. It just so happens that certain types of hana are deemed as kesef. But once they're kesef, they're excluded from chalipin. Let's read the Ramban, and of course, we'll register the big chiddush of the Ramban. Ramban says, "B'chein l'inyan mamona." I'm sorry, the first Ramban, Hachaber Adam Chashev, Lo Kasha. De'ahi hana gufa damim hi. U'maos enam konos b'metalpun. What do you see from the Ramban? Let's try it. Let's just think about the Ramban a little bit. What do you need for Kiddushin? What can serve as Kesef? Hana. What else do you need for Kiddushin? Sure question. Hana. Even if you have Kesef. Which sugya tells me you need Hana even if you have Kesef? See the circle? Start from our sugya. You need Kesef. Hana could be Kesef. But what if you have Kesef? You still need Hana. Because you have real kesef, we still need hana. And why do you need hana? According to Ramban, we said this before. Why do you need hana? Das. Why do you need kesef? Probably something other than das. That's a condition with it. Put all the Rambans together, sufficient and necessary. That's not sufficient, but it's necessary. If you have kesef, you still need hana. When you have kesef, you may not have hana, but something else lacks here. But by the way, you can use hana as kesef. It can be both. But then you won't be able to use it for chalipin because there's no such thing called hana. Because every hana has to be kesef. And then we may tomorrow find limitations. Well, only certain types of adam chashuv allow the hana to become kesef, as we suggested in the Ramban, or the language of Ramban earlier, shavu kesef and our rabbi, according to Levi. We don't know if the Rav accepts Levi. We have to accept Levi, but certainly according to Levi, he saw it that way. Who argues in the Ramban? Rashba. Who does the Rashba quote? Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel believed that you can use Kabbalas Adam Chashuv not just for Kinyan Kesef by Karka, arguing on the Deek of Rashi that you can't use it for Mammon. You can use it for Mammon, and not only can you use Kabbalas Kesef as Hana for Kinyan Kesef Karka, you can even use it as Chalipin. Namely, Hana. Hold on a second. Can we use for Chalipin? Be careful. Very, very careful how I say this. So from and who and Avram, who adopts the Rabbi Nachmanel, who quotes him and adopts him, the Rashba. Very good. Okay. So the question of today is how to understand the Rabbi Nachmanel. The Rabbi Nachmanel says that the Hana of Adam Chashuv doesn't just work for Kiddushin; it also works for Chalipin. What does the Rashba say? And then we'll see about a mid-range shita. What does the Rashba say? Why does Hana, this is really important for Kiddushin, the Ktsos Lesa. What does the Rashba say? Why does Hana, namely Kabbalas Adam Chashuv, work for Kiddushin? And it works for Chalipin. Remember, the Ramban says, oh, we have to make the Hana of Kabbalas Adam Chashuv into Kesef, and we may have to pay a price for that tomorrow, only certain types of Adam Chashuv to make it Kesef. And once Hana is considered Kesef, it's not going to work for Chalipin. The very Kesef transformation, the metamorphosis into Kesef, that is inevitable for every Hana because you can't have none, that's going to disqualify for Chalipin. What does the Rashba say? Yonah.
That for
Kiddushin
it works as Kesef,
so
that's primary
motive,
but for other things that you use
Kalipa
for it can work as
Kalipa. Close. I'm not sure he adopts the Kesef part. We'll read it together. What does the Rashba say? The role of Hana, what's common about the role of Hana for Kiddushin and Kalipin? What is Hana trying to, and here the Rashba gives us his little commentary on what function Hana plays. What is the function of Hana?
Replacement.
What is it trying to trigger? It's replacing. What is it trying to trigger? What's its ultimate trigger? What's it trying to create? Let's read the Rashba together. Okay, let's read the Rashba together rather than me telling you. Let's read the Rashba. Defining the Rabbeinu Chananel. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. He quotes the Ramban. The lo yiradati l'sof das Rabbeinu natzirechmanu apatu b'kushyizu. I don't understand my Rebbe's question. Why is he giving the Rabbeinu Chananel such a hard time? Oh, the Hana of Adam Chashuv can't be used for Chalipin, arguing the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Atu be Ishur v'Karka Nazu Kesef Mamashi. Are you using Hana by Karka as Kesef? Hana Yeshkan Kesef Enkan. You're not trying to use Kesef for Chalipin. You're using Hana for Chalipin. Well, who says Hana for Chalipin is enough? We never heard that. So now the Rashba is going to have to prove to us and clarify and verify that Hana is enough. So that's why he has to have his whole arichos. Here's his arichos. So he's trying to pull the rug out from under the Ramban. Don't say it's Hana is becoming Kesef. I'm not buying into that. Ela kedei lekayim kavanas hamakne v'daito anu roim Hana asa okilo yesh lamamish sheiskayim daito olav. Yisha Shakesef konebo, anu roen oso kiluhu kesef. Vikabalosohi umiskadeshesbo. Vikiblosohi. So there are two ways to read this Rashba. One is the way that, Yon is reading the Rashba. A more literal way of reading the Rashba. Hana in Chalipin is what? Hana. What is the trigger? What's the key line in the Rashba? Das. But by Kiddushin, we can use it as Kesef. Because we need Kesef. What? But it's a stand-in for Kesef. In which case, Kabbalah's Adam Chashuv is differing in its function from Kiddushin to Bav Metzia. Bav Metzia is just a Das HaMakne trigger. And Kiddushin is actually Kesef. What would the Ramban say? Like, why does the Ramban argue? What's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba? What can the Ramban say there? Just because we use it as kesef and kiddushin doesn't mean it has to be kesef and chalipin. But I said it before. Why does Ramban differ from the Rashba? Why can't... Such a great answer. What do you think, Josh?
Because Hanan is on camphor to us because it's nothing.
Right, I'll say it a little bit different. You're saying too much. The Rashba is assuming that Hana is a halachically meaningful element that can be used in halachic processes for whatever function we choose, Josh. The Ramban is saying there is no such thing as Hana. The only function Hana has in halacha is when it can serve as kesef. If it can't serve as kesef, then it has no halachic function. The Rashba is assuming that there are two layers to Hana. Hana could be used as kesef if it has to be. It could be used as Hana. And in Chalipin, all you need is Hana because of the Chiddush. Chalipin is just a Das trigger. And condition where the Rashba, if you read it literally, says, well, let's read this reading today. There's another way to read the Rashba. Let's just keep this reading. But in condition we actually need kesef, let it be kesef. Which makes a lot of sense. And you have to ask yourself, why didn't the Ramban say that? Which is Rashba didn't understand why the Ramban didn't say that. The Ramban may be saying, like Josh is saying, who says that Hana can be a halachically recognizable element? There's one thing called Kesef, and Torah doesn't recognize Hana as the trigger. It may recognize Hana as a Das converter, that's something in Bava Basra, where it's no Asmachta, because you're getting so much Hana, so you're definitely serious about it, but who says Hana can actually play a halachic role? Ephraim.
Rashba, the Kiddush in the Rashba, when he says that Hana is Hashuva like a cleave, that's the Ramban. The easy answer for why the Ramban disagrees is because the Hecha Pesi, that it can be a Kli. I get it can serve as Kesef, right? Depending on how you understand Kesef. This is, the Hana I'm giving you is a vessel, it's a water bottle?
Right, because the Rashba is saying you don't really need a Kli. The Rashba is saying all you need is a nut trigger.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay. I mean, you can say that it's one approach in the Rashba, but it seems like there's another way of reading the Rashba, which is, I would say, sort of
a bigger Kiddush or a lesser Kiddush.
Without adding words to the Rashba, this is what he's saying.
Okay, but logically, a bigger Kiddush should make it onto a Kli. Right?
Then you have to go off and explain to them why it's not a Kli, but that's why the Rambam can say, because it's a big Kiddush.
Right.
That's similar to what the Tosafot say.
Okay. What's a different way to read the Rabbeinu Chanana? I just want to make sure we get this in before we have to ensure, like, immediately. What's a different way to read the Rabbeinu Chanana? The way Yonah read the Rashba's reading of the Rabbeinu Chanana, what does the Ramban hold you need for Kiddushin? Yes. What does the Rashba hold you need for Kiddushin? Kesef. But Hana, because of Hana can play both roles. What's an easier way to read the Beit Hanano? What do you need for Kiddushin? What do you need for Chalipin? Hana. And therefore, you never create the clash to begin with. The Ramban sense is a clash. Well, if it works for Kiddushin, it must be Kesef. If it's Kesef, then it can't work for Chalipin. So the Rashba creates the split. No, let Hana be whatever it wants, assuming Hana can be dual-rolled. The easy way to read the Beinu Chanan, we'll start to look at this tomorrow, is, no. The statement that Kabbalah Sadam Chashev works by Kiddushin didn't kesefasize it. It hasn't brought into the world of kesef. It's just Hana. And by the way, Hana can work, fine, assuming you get past Kli, which Kesef gets past. You're hung up on Kli. Kesef gets past Kli. Let's just look from the Kesef's standpoint. Rabbeinu Chanan never needed Kli, just can't have Paris because Hana deteriorates. So the Rashba is the upshot for Kiddushin Yonah, if you read the Rashba that way, which I'm not sure, but let's just read it that way, is that in terms of our Kiddushin takeaway, both the Ramban and the Rashba need Kesef. The Ramban just got said, well, once it's Kesef, then I'm assuming it can't be anything else, and if it can't be anything else, then it doesn't have a dual function for Chalipin. Whereas the Ramban was saying, why not? Let it not be one thing for Kiddushin, another thing for Chalipin. The Ramban says, no, it's only one track for Hana, it's only Kesef. But if he interviewed the Ramban and the Rashba, how does Hana work for Kiddushin? It sounds like they need to say Kesef. Whereas it sounds to me like a Ben Hanan will say, who mentioned the word Kesef? Hana is a trigger, and it triggers Kiddushin, and it triggers Chalipin. Now, when you get to Chalipin, you may have to deal with certain problems in Chalipin, but you're not going to have to deal with the Kesef issue. There's a problem with Ein Kesef Nasa Chalipin, you're not going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the internal problems in the Kesef, and the Seals will have to solve those. But just because, I'll say the punchline, and then we'll go back to the base matters. Just because you use Adam Chasher for Kiddushin didn't turn it into Kesef. Who mentioned Kesef? We started this sugya today with Hana. Who mentioned Kesef? The Ramban, and to a degree, the Rashba are assuming that Rav's lack of accepting Adam Chashav and the Chalibin is because it's Kesef, and that's why he can't accept him to the Chalibin anymore. The Ben Chana says, what do you mean? Just because you use it for condition doesn't mean it's Kesef. That's the crux of the sugya. Does the efficacy of Adam Chashav prove that it's Kesef? The Rashba says, the Ramban says yes, the Rashba says yes, but we can finesse the stira. Where's the Ben Chana said, who said Kesef? I said, Hana. Now, you want to ask me whether that's enough for a chalipin? We can ask that, but you don't have the kesef weight on your shoulders. And that we'll try to flesh out a little bit more tomorrow. Does Kabbalah's Adam Chashav have to be kesef, or can it be hana? Who's speaking? What is he saying? What type of Adam Chashav? Objective or subjective? We'll talk a little bit about whether the woman's delivery of money counts. That tells us in the Hamad days. Is her delivery of the money just the prop, or is that part of it? And then we'll sort of shut down the sugya of Adam Chashav. So for today, we have 2 hours. There are, I guess, 3 options. Really, now that I see it, let's make it 2 options. Let's stick into the sugya. If you really feel like the sugya is finished for you, I'll privately WhatsApp you the Makaris Fechatz Isha. Let's stay on the sugya. Those of you who feel like want to read the Ramban and Rashba again, reread some of the stuff. Finish the Makaros. I'm going to add 1 or 2 Makaros. I'll show you. We didn't get a chance to talk about it in Shul, but I'll hand out a very interesting Rush and Magen Avram that takes Adam Chashav to a very, very interesting case that has nothing to do with Kiddushin. There's no, I think there's no Lamedus here, but it's just like interesting to find how Adam Chashav affects the question Hilchas Brachas. Nothing, not really helping us understand the lamedus a little better, but just an interesting psak halacha about what bracha you make when someone gives you a gift. So take a look at the Rashi Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham using our sugya. I'll give you the Talmid HaRashba. I'll send it to you. I'll try to print it out. What else I want you to see here? Then I'll also give you a piece in the Ur Sameach and a piece in a Revelvel. I'll print them out for you. Revelvel, I won't tell you. One assumes the Rambam is straight Hana without the need for Kesef. One assumes the Rambam needs Kesef. And just see how they link together all these 5 sugyas of Milva, Arev, Eved Kenani, and Adam Chashav. What's my takeaway from the Rambam from these 5 sugyas? We've pretty much proven today that the Ramban needs Kesef. That I'm pretty comfortable with that. I'm willing to think about the Rashba saying it also. But the Rambam, we want you to take a look at 3 or 4 lachas in the Rambam, but let's try to stay in the sugya before we go to Chatz Isha. Okay? Here's the Rush in the Magen Avraham. So please everyone take a sheet. Rush in Magen Avraham. I'll send you the Tamidi HaRashba. What else do I owe you? Tamidi HaRashba. Pretty much else in the sugya. Everything else is on your sheets. I'll send you Tamidi HaRashba. Take a look again at that Tosas Daf Hamad Beis, the Rabbeinu Avraham based in Shita of Nas Nehi. And then I'll send you a sheet. We'll try to print out a sheet of the Ur Sameach and Revelvel. Okay? Okay. It's a good day, Ephraim.
It's a good day.
No, if the Rashba can say, I don't understand my Rebbe. Baruch Hashem. Yes. What do you mean the schar? The schar is it sounds like they're trying to make it into Kesef.
I mean, they're sleeping over
It could just be a way to tag the money. Because that money doesn't exist yet. It's not like the money's in his pocket. He says, let's say he's penniless. He's just saying this Hana can become monetized if I talk about it in those terms. But I'm still monetizing Hana. Do you have to actually say it to monetize it? You see that rush? That's an important rush. He skips steps. Look at the rush on the Vav. Tosis a rush.
Last year,
what do you do the day to day? We're in the morning and the night, the rest of the day, we're on our own, like do whatever we want.
Okay, then Kesef what?
The whole thing is very connected to Kesef versus Shvekas.
Kesef versus the Vekas?
Versus Shvekas.
Okay. Sure. Do you have to monetize Shavu Kesef? Do you have to monetize Shavu Kesef?
Yeah. Right. That's why the Ramban hold
there's no
idea of
money. Because he holds it, it's a
Svara. Yeah.
No, you want to stone? I don't think anyone will stone you for
No, if